Imagine that you were born in the year 1874. At the dawn of World War I, you are 40, followed by knowing and experiencing and seeing how the world had been infected by the Spanish flu of 1918 to 1920. It's believed that the Spanish flu infected a third of the world's population, and an estimated 50 million people were killed as a result of it. Then, as the 1930s dawn, you are 56 years old, and the world experiences a depression that affects many economies. And then, on May the 10th, 1940, war having been declared on Germany the previous September, you are seated in the House of Commons at the age of 65. A vote of non-confidence is taken and unseats the government of Neville Chamberlain. You are called to the residence of King George VI, who asks you to form a government. Who are you? Thanks be to God that you are Winston Churchill, termed the greatest Briton of all time. If ever history and providence converged at an appropriate time, at a critical moment in history, it was when Sir Winston Churchill became the Prime Minister of Great Britain on the 10th of May in the year 1940. Soon after he assumed office, France fell to the Nazis, which of course left all of those airfields in France for the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, to be able to have easy access to Britain for the German bombers. The Blitz against the United Kingdom took place between 1940 and 1941. This was a term that was first used in the British press, and it's the German word for lightning. The world had never experienced anything like it previously. The relentless bombing of London, and then cities like Coventry, Plymouth, and Southampton, led Hitler to believe that the war would be short-lived and that Churchill would capitulate. So confident was Hitler of his success that in the late summer of 1940 in Berlin, they were preparing for the parade route to end the war to celebrate a German victory. Because, of course, Hitler anticipated that with the bombing, it would lead to a land invasion, and that would be the end of Great Britain. What Hitler had not fully considered was the tenacity of the British Prime Minister, nor the courage and determinism of the British people. Just think of the odds and how they were stacked against Great Britain in 1940 and 1941. They were alone in contesting the Nazi barrage. Of course, as you know, the U.S. would not enter the war until December of 1941 after the bombings of Pearl Harbor. Not only were they to have to defend their homeland, but they had to fight critical battles in places like Iraq to secure the oil fields from German control. Indeed, Churchill thought that if Iraq was lost, so too the war would be lost. There's a photograph I'm going to put up onto the screen now. This is one of the most famous photographs of the Second World War. It captures the aftermath of the bombing in London on October 22nd, 1940. This is the historic remains of Holland House, a 17th century London home. An oil bomb started a fire on one of the towers, and a Molotov breadbasket and a shower of incendiaries fell on the building. Firemen saved the East Wing from complete destruction, but the rest of the house was a shell. This famous library contained a number of valuable and historical books, and as you can see, it was completely wrecked. Now, it's believed that the three men who are in the picture were asked to be there. It's a staged photograph. But part of what the photograph was trying to say was, Germany, we will not be defeated. I've shared this brief story, we can leave the picture up there, of Winston Churchill on this Remembrance Day, because he lived out this thoughtful quote, which are his own words. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Let me read that again. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Now, this idea did not originate with Sir Winston Churchill. It goes all the way back to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Beatitudes that we heard at today's Mass are a beautiful expression of this idea. That in the midst of every difficulty, every challenge, everything that we find taxing in life, when we allow ourselves to be aligned to God and to God's purposes and ways, God will see opportunity coming out of every difficulty. Indeed, St. Paul understood that so clearly in that reading that Stephen did so beautifully from Philippians, where in jail, in great challenge, in great difficulty, St. Paul invites us to look for the opportunity. Because you see, our God is always the God of opportunity. Our God is the God who in the incarnation entered into the fullness of this world so that we would be a people who could understand what it is to live with meaning and purpose and direction. And so on this day, we never want to glamorize war. But we also acknowledge that sadly, there are times when war is necessary. Imagine if Churchill had surrendered to Hitler. Today, therefore, we remember those who fought in war, who suffered through war. And we also remember all of those who, since World War II, have served the Canadian military and country, helping to secure us from the horrors of a nuclear war. And so let me end by referring again to some of those beautiful words from Philippians. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, is there any excellence? If there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And beloved brothers and sisters, this is why Remembrance Day always matters. We can never neglect this day, nor can we forget men like that man, born on November 30th, 1874, who died on January 24th, 1965. May we face the challenges of our time, the challenges of this COVID-19 world, inspired by Sir Winston Churchill and how he faced the challenges of a lifetime. For a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty.